Tanarabana. Around 9 lines from the bottom.
Ger shamol v'loy toval Rabbi Lazar ma'arei zeger. Shekeim otzinu b'aviseinu shamolu v'loy tovlu. We find in Mitzrayim they were molu v'loy tovlu. Now, as the Seira from the Lashon of Rashi, b'aviseinu shamolu b'imei Moshe k'sheyotzu m'mitzrayim v'yotzu michlal b'nei noyach l'kabel ha-teire l'kabel p'nei ha-shchine. So it was molu v'loy tovlu. This bakant, the precious drachim in Simon Aleph, speaks about the Shaila, what halacha the Bnei Yisrael had before Matan Torah, if they had a din of Bnei Noach, if they had a din of Yisrael, and the Itzeichen Tzu, the Ramban, in Parshas Emor, Kapitel Chav Dalet, Posik Yud, that it is a machlekes the Ramban and the Chachmei Atzolfas. Some of the Balei Tosfos. The Balei Tosfos say that the Megadev was a Mitzri, because by Umis you go Acher Hazocha. So even though she was a Psayidina, but you go Bosa, you go before Matan Torah, by Yekoidim Matan Torah, Haloich Acher Hazocha. So the child that was born had a din of a goy, and therefore he was Megayer himself. And the Ramban says, Va'ein Dati Kain Ki Me'eish Shabo Avram Bevris Hoyu Yisrael Begoyim Lo Yischashodol. They were Yidden already. So all dinim of Yidden were Noyig. So Memele, he didn't need a new geiris. He was like, because it was Akum Eved Habo Bas Yisrael. The Lashon of Rashi could be Rashi says, V'yotzu michlal b'nei noyach l'kabel ha-teure. It would seem that this pula made them yotzu michlal b'nei l'kabel ha-teure l'kabel ha-shchina. That was moitzi them miklal b'nei noyach. It would seem till then they were b'nei noyach. We have to understand very good. What was the dingeris according to the Ramban? Those that hold that they had a din b'nei Yisrael. So they were Yidden already. So what's the din geiris that we learn out that a goy becomes a ger with mila from the oves when the oves were Yidden already? Al kaponim, let us go further. Rabbi Shuaima, Ablazim reize ger, ger shemol v'loy toval, Ablazim reize ger, shkeim atzinim aviseinu shemol v'loy toval. Toval v'loy mol. What about if there was tefillah without mila? Rabbi Shuaima reize ger, shkeim atzinim b'imoy, shetovlo v'loy molo. By them there was tefillah and not mila. V'chomim ha'imrim, toval v'loy mol, mol v'loy toval, in ger ad sheyimel v'yitvel. So the Gemara is Rabbi Yeshua Nami Neilef Moves. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say Davke Tvila makes Keres? Why can't Mila make Keres like the Oves? Rabbi Lazar Nami Neilef Meimois. Why does he say Davke Mila makes Keres? Why can't Tvila make Keres? Ritaim and Donim Evshem Ishii Evshem. Maybe you'll say that Rabbi Lazar holds it going on the last Kasha. Rabbi Lazar holds you can't learn out from the Imois, because by them was the Efshel to make Mila. So therefore, Tvila makes them for a ger, Masha Ein Kain, by a Zohar. So the Gemara says it's not true, but saying Rabbi Lazar, I mean, I'm the Pesach Deiris, Shein Bo Ela Min Achula, that Pesach Deiris cannot be purchased from the May Maisa Sheini. Nema Pesach Mitzrayim, Nema Pesach Bedeiris, Ma Pesach Amub Mitzrayim, Ein Bo Ela Min Achulen. Just like the Pesach in Mitzrayim did not come from the May Maisa Sheini, Av Pesach Amub Mitzrayim, Ein Bo Ela Min Achulen. Amalai Rabbi Kivis, Rabbi Kivis, Tani Rabbi Lezer, Bechidonim Efsha Mishi'i Efsha. How could you learn out from Pesach Mitzrayim that this is a Tanai, that the Pesach has to be purchased Minachulon? There was no Maiser Shaini then. Amalai Rabbi Pishi Efsha, Rayik Daily, Venu Bat Himena. Hello. So we're back to the second kasha we had asked, why doesn't Rabbi Elazar learn out from the Mois? He doesn't hold the chason of Efsha, Ein Lameidim Efsha Mishi Efsha. Hello, so the Gemara says it's 100% true. B'tavo v'loi mol kolam malay pligi de mahani. Everyone holds that tefillah helps, you can zicha learn out from the Mois. Ki pligi b'mol v'loi tovo. The machloikis, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is, if it was mol v'loi tovo. Rabbi Elazar yalef mi'ovis. Rabbi Elazar learns out from the ovis. Rabbi Yeshua ba'ovis nami tvila habe. Rabbi Yeshua says, by the ovis there was also tvila. So there was tvila there, and the tvila was that which made the geirus, not the mila, the tvila. But they were not geirim without tvila. Minole, how does Rabbi Yeshua know that there was tvila by the ovis? Leim emidrsiv leich el ha'om v'kidashtam hayeim amocha v'chibsusim leisam. He learns out from the Chi of Kibbutz Begodim, and he learned that as follows. Ma b'mokim shein ton kibbutz toin tvila. Let's say a tu mekala, a balkeri. That you know, it's not metame begodov, but he needs tvila. Mokim shein toin kibbutz, so a tume that needs kibbutz begodim, like a nasi as a nevela, ain't it in shein toin tvila. So b'meila, if the pasuk told us that they need tvilas begodim, so b'meila they zicha need tvilas aguf. That's the makor of Rabbi Yeshua. So that the men also had tvila. V'dilma nikiyas ba'um. How do you know that the kibsu simloisam means tvilas? Begodim, maybe it means to launder the begodim, to clean them. The covered Kabbalah Sartaira. Elamei Hoche, Vayikach Moshe Sadom, Vayizroik Al Ha'om. When Moshe Rabbeinu made Hazor and the Om, Ugmiri Dein Hazor Boloi Tvila. Let us see Rashi. B'mokim she'ein toin kibbutz, kigoin balkeri ba'amu, d'rsiv rochatz b'mayim v'tomer d'oret, b'leksiv yechabez b'godo, mokim she'toin kibbutz, kigoin b'kibbutz toire, d'rsiv echibsus im loiso. So the Gemara says, what's the raya that kibbutz is l'shem, it's tvile, Dilma Niki is Baume, Ahu Kibus, Lav Mishum Tumahabe. The Kibus is not to be Mitaya, the Begodim. The Lita in Tvile Mikal Bochaime, that you have to Mitaya the Begodim, Navad Givesi Nitara Sagu. Ele Sheyiyu, Pigdayam, Levonim, Bahagunim, Lekabo, Pnei Shchine. The Begodim should be clean, and Hogun for Kabbalas Neishchine. It is very interesting. There was a mitzvah essay min ha-teire to give the clothing to the cleaners before matan teire. This is a mitzvah deraisa. It just rang a bell. The Mesilas Yeshorim in Perik Yutes. And he speaks about the union of Kvoid HaMitzvahs. He says, he brings Mekoyres Wohenah from Zekei Levan Veyu. He's not Lefano B'mitzvahs. Ve'ein Dai Basiyas HaMitzvah Shetzorich Lechabdo U'Lahadro. Ulahaitzi mi mishala hakel al atzme bo, not the other people that say, the yoimer ain't a covid elalivnei adam, this Indian of covid, a beautiful esrig, that's b'nei adam. Ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein nechoshesh lozeh, ki meroimam midvorim eilu. Rebbein Shel Olam is, these things don't make a roshim by the Rebbein Shel Olam. Achmona libe boy, you have to have good kavonis, but to be mahadah the mitzvah, so he's marich, it's not like that. In his Messiah, he brings a medrash, Esav, kshahoyim mishamish es oviv, lohoyim mishamish ela bebigdei malchus. Im kein le bosel ve dom kein kal vo khoyme le melach malche am lochim shoyme le fun of le spil reise yubash de he should be mlubish big day covet so al kaponim these are limudim these are halachas this kela covet so it was a mitzvah the reise to wash the begodim for Lekabed matn teure, lekabel pnei shchine. Ba'yizroik al ha'om, azohu. Let us see Tosfos. So the Gemara says, b'shetoval v'loy mol kol alme lo pligi. So everyone holds that tvile zicha sufficient to create geulus. The machlokes is mila also sufficient. Beim taimel. So Tosfos es hakashem. Rabbi Yeshua ademoydi lei eduye liflig lei liflik. The noka tovel demoydi rabbelazel le nokad milsa de poligbo. Chiyagav nepoch b'ser shvus hapikodim. So Tosfos es hamoydi kekashem. The mice, everyone agrees that tvila is good. That's the maskonos hagmor. The whole shaila is mila good. So Rabbi Lezer should have said that mila is good, and Rabbi Shua says mila is not good. Not Rabbi Shua should say tvila is good. Tvila is no machloikis. The shloim of the hosom like daikam mishum da atan harishin hisker akol. The tan harishin mentions everything. And now the second one, is made to what the first one said, so it's not necessary to say it. Say what you're chaylik, not what you're made in. Avalach nokit shapi Rabbi Yeshua tov loy molk, even the loy diba by Rabbi Lezos. He's saying this aloche, that, and then you can be medayik. No one mentioned it till now, so I'm telling you, tvila makes geiris, and that's it. Tvila, nothing else. And not mila. Ki pligi bimol v'loy tova. So the Gemara says, the whole machlokes is, if mila alone makes geiris. Taim de lekamon b'reisha ol, b'mayit Rabbi Kiva ger shemol v'loy tova mi Pesach. Rabbi Kiva is m'mayit a ger shemol v'loy tova mi Pesach. Musiv toisha b'sochi, and the darsh is from this posuk, it's coming to m'mayit, mol v'loy tova. V'hashte, so Tosfos samer d'kekashe, keman sover Rabbi Kiva. Who does Rabbi Kiva hold like? Ike Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, mol v'loy tova is not a geiris. Lo malikro, pshitid lo ochel b'pesach. David kechavim gomor, he's a goy. V'ike Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, that more v'leitovos ayid, kivin de gemal yehu, in svor alamata mi Pesach, the mash mahosom. So he's ayid. So why can he de kovim Pesach? He don't need tvilech. V'shloi medoy lom, ke Rabbi Yeshua svirale. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that fakel, that he's a goy. Without tvilech, he's a goy. V'lav mi taimeim. The EU server, the Ba'ovis Nami Tvila Havit. Rabbi Yeshua holds that by the Ovis there was also Tvila. So, Memele, we learn from the Geiris of the Ovis that you need Tvila. So, if I learn this from the Geiris of the Ovis that you need Tvila, so Memele, so I know that without Tvila, he's a guy. I would need a special Persic toisha besoche. Belabeki besova mi de maite krobe pesach shma mino den gerad she yimel be yitfa faker. Rabbi Kiva holds this pasuk toisha besoche. This is the gilui that you need both. The reason he can't get a korban pesach after mila is because he's a goy. But how do I know that he's a goy? You know it from this pasuk. So Taisa says Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yeshua, but the Makor is a different Makor. The Rajban Perika Oru, you say this to the Rajbe, and I just like to say over how the Magia says Pshat in the Rajbe. The Rajba seems to say two Nekudas. One Nekuda, that what it says in the Pasuk, Kol ben Neichel lo Yechel boy. So the Rajba says this is going on a Meshumet. Kol ben Neichel lo Yechel boy is not going on a Goy. It's going on a Meshumet. Kol ben Neichel, it's not a Mais of Lovi Sheba Shemai. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. A goy, he says, is not permitted to eat a korban pesach because he's an oval. A goy is a din oval. A fellow is a givayni mol, but he is a din oval. So the iser of a goy is out oval. And ben eichel is a meshumet. So the Rashba says that here there was mila beloy tefila. Now we're talking about the miyat. So he says the meal, it was a mila l'shem yadus. He's not a goy. He's not a yid. He's still a goy. But he's not an oval anymore. A mila l'shem yadus is mafkiya the shem oval. So he's a goy that's not an oval. So memela, so why should need a korban pesach? There's no miyat on goy. And he's not a novel. So there's a posik, he's not like this. A presumed didn't call him Pesach. That mol v'loy tovo, he's not permitted to call him Pesach. That's how the Rashba says Pshat. So the Magia says, but Taisvis learns that there's a presumed mit als goy. Then Neger comes to include a goy also. So the Mel Satois had a problem, but so it's partially can't eat als goy. He's a goy. That's how the Magia wants to say Pshat and Machlokes, the Rashba and Tosfos. The Ein Hazo Beloy Tvila. Rabbi Yeshua said that when the Ovis before Matan Torah, there was Mila and Tvila. There's no Geiris without Tvila. Because there was Hazor, and Ein Hazor beloy Tvila. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam beloy Tvila lifnei Hazor kedei lekabel Hazor. The Rabbeinu Tam says the din Tvila that is mekusher to Hazor means that you need a tvila before Hazor, that the Hazor should be able to accomplish what Hazor accomplishes. Kidoma beperk abom chusore kapore, ma aveisenu loinichnesu lebris elo bemile utvile vahazor's domin. So from the lashon of the Gemara in Krisos, it would seem that the tvila is before the Hazor. Because that is the purpose of the tvila. To be marshal the Hazor. Yisayd number one. Yisayd number two. Va'oisa tvila k'sheira af balayla. The tvila that is used to be marshal Hazor, like this, even though there's a Mishnah in Megillah, the ain't toivlin ela bayoim, that's a different tvila. But the tvile to be marshir hazok is kosher filo balaylo. Kedisnan b'meseches pore, avul hu atzma itoivul balaylo o maze bayoy. So the Rabbeinu Tam learns pshat in this Mishneh, that means that there is a tvile, there this hazos mechatos, but it's one Hagdara of Hazor, whenever there are dinei hazor, either hazor's korban, hazor's mechatos, you need a tvila before the hazor to be machshel the hazor. So he says that is pshat in the Mishnah in Torah. Avol hu atzmoi toivol balaylo umazabayoyim ule inyin tume yesh oid tvila acheres acher hazor. Now there's another din tvila by a tume meis after the hazor. That's a tvila l'shem tare shei kedei letayer me tume. Kedersiv bekrav vehiza bereisha. First your mazet. V'hoda v'rochetz b'mayim. And then there's tvile. V'oysa tvile, ein ekshere ela b'yoyim. That tvile has to be b'yoyim. K'desna b'peg beiz de megille. V'ein toivlin, v'ein mazin ela b'yoyim. So the Rabbeinu Tam had the two Mishnais. The Mishnah in Megillah says tvile has to be b'yoyim. He had a Mishnah in Torah that says the Tvila could be Balayla, so he says it's no stira. We are speaking about two different Tvilas. There's a Tvila that is needed before Hazor to be Marshir the Hazor, and there's a Tvila that is needed after the Hazor to be Mitayr, to make a Gemar Tara. The Yesh Meforshim, and this Kash of the Rabbeinu Tam, of the Mishnah in Megillah, Tahosom betvilas ezoiv airi. That Mishnah that says ein toivim leimazin ela bayoyim is speaking about the tibul of the ezoiv. Ein toivlin ezoiv ela bayoyim. Can the winner of Sech Mesech Espore? Shim tovelas a ezoiv balaylo. Afilo hizo bayoyim hazoso psula. That means when one is maze mechatas, so one needs tibul and mechatas, then he's maze. So the tibul also has to be bayoyim. Ashtos shapo desnan tvile koidem lazo. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishnah that's saying that has to be bayoyim is speaking about the tvila of tara, which is after hazor. That's what does the whole Rabbeinu Tam shtik teire. So why did the Mishnah say ein toivlin vein mazin? It should say ein mazin vein toivlin. Because here we're speaking about the tefillah after Hazor. But the way others learn pshat, so okay, we're not speaking bechlal about the tefillah asa odom. We're speaking about the tefillah of the tibul and the mechatos.
So what's the hekish? Aina bikrod ala kamei. Dersiv lokach eizoi v'tov al b'mayim mishtoi v'izol ha'oyom.
In that posik, this iskish v'tov al the eizoi the v'tov al and v'hizo. So just like the hizos b'yoyim, so the tov al is also b'yoyim and the eizoi. Period. Even the boy hazor, since we see bishas matan toire, bishas the geiris of Klal Yisrael for Kabbalah Sotoire, there was necessary to have hazor. Heich mekabum geirim bisman hazeh. It is not necessary to have hazor for the geiris. Yeah. Let us see the Gemara further. The Rabbi Yeshua tvile be'imoheis minola. How does Rabbi Yeshua know that there was tvile be'imoheis? And from that he learns out that there could be a complete geiris with tvila alone. Svaru, dim kein ba me nichnesu tachas kanfei ashchina. It's a svaru, they zichen, so how are they making themselves, they konis tachas kanfei ashchina. Let us see Taisvis. Rabbi Shua tvila bi imohis menole, afal gab de islei, Ein hazor b'loy tvila. What's the kashin, Rabbi Yeshua? He holds, and the pasuk says there was a hazor and klal Yisrael from the dam hakorban. So memela. So that's why there was tvila in hazor b'loy tvila. Shema Noshim Lehoyu Bachlalo Yisei Hazot. It could be this whole Hazot was only on the men, not on the women. So how do you know that the women need tefillah? Inami Mishim Rabbi Lezer Iftarach Haytaimim. Rabbi Lezer does not hold this Yisoidein Hazot Belei Tefillah. And that's why Rabbi Lezer holds that one can become a ger with Mila alone. So according to Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Lezer is also moide that tefillah is also good. Now, Mishum Rabbi Lezer, it's a high time, the mass Mishum Diyamnami moide the tefillah lechut sagi, kedom alael, betova voloi mo, kalam alei pligi, the last lay. The last lay, they nazor beloi tefillah. Lezer does not hold a nazor beloi tefillah, so that's why he holds milah is also good. So how does he know that the imohis were table themselves? So that's from what the Gemara says now, that svar dimkei b'manichnas utachas kanfei hashchina. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma rabchiye bar abe oma rabbi yechne la'olam eino ger ad sheyimel v'yitvel. We hear there a machlokes. Rabbi Lezer holds with Mila alone you can become a ger. Rabbi Yeshua holds with Tvila alone you can become a ger. And this Rabbi Lezer's Maiditim. And the Chachamim say you need Mila and Tvila. So now, Ratan Rabbi Yechanan, so Rabbi Yechanan says, Lailam ein ger at sheyimo v'yitvel. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, Yochid v'rab, Malochi kerab. Why do you need Rabbi Yechanan as the Paskin like the Drabim? So the Gemara says, Man Chachamim Rabbi Yosi. The Chachamim is also a Das Yochid. So therefore we need Rabbi Yochid the Paskin like the Chachamim. The Chachamim is Rabbi Yosi. The Sanya. Harei Shebo V'Omar Malti V'Loi Tavalti. A guy comes to us and he tells us, you know, I was Nimol L'Shem Geiris and I didn't have Tvila. Now the shaila is, why do you believe him? Or do you believe him? So, the Rabbi Yehuda says, Matvilun oisoy umar bekach divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that, who cares if he's telling the truth, if he's not telling the truth? With tvila alone he can become a ger. So, but matvil him. So it's like malo v'loy meired that what that we said he tabled that he was nimul l'shem geiris. It's like malo meired. Rabbi Yosi aimer ain matbilim. Rabbi Yosi says no, we won't be matbilim. Who says that there was a milo l'shem geiris? So that's the machlokes. Rabbi Yosi holds that you need mila and tvila l'shem geiris. So Memele, so if a guy comes and tells us he was Nimul L'Shem Geiris without any proof, we will not believe it. So it's Fafalim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't need Mila L'Shem Geiris. Tvila L'Shem Geiris is sufficient. Let us see Rashi. Matbilin Oisoi, Rabbi Yehuda is Matbilin Oisoi, Vahave ki Yisrael Ma'alye. Ba'in tzorich livdoik ba'edem im milosoi l'shem mitzvahs mila. You don't have to be boidik if his mila was l'shem mitzvahs mila. So the lashon of Rashi Dachsach Meir is a stikul mechudishik. The magia and the Ritva says that he brings one of the Chayinim that says as follows, that what is the din if a goy was mal himself l'shem mitzvahs mila, not l'shem geiris. What's that mitzvahs mila? He's a goy. Neini mitzvah v'aisa. Make mitzvah smila. A yid will be malhem, will be a kosher, a mila. L'shem mitzvah smila. Is this mila sufficient for geiris? So he brings a klichemda, I think. I think he brings the klichemda. Klichemda says it is, it's good. That's what the klichemda says. And others are chaylik. That don't help. L'chayre, I think we have a Rashi here. But the lashon of Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says, ve'ein tzorech livdag be'edim, hi milosoi l'shem mitzvas mila. Rashi says, klo, we don't trust him. But you don't have to be boidik, it was l'shem mitzvas mila. So l'chayre, from the lashon of Rashi, it would seem that a mila l'shem mitzvas mila, that's good. You don't need a mila l'shem geiris. A mila l'shem mitzvas mila is also good. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Umabekach, he made me losai l'shem mila. That the mila wasn't l'shem mila. Hovatovo betvila saki." And that is what Rabbi Yehuda holds, and Rabbi Yosi holds. Ain't my tefillin sheme arve mol v'givoyni molu. That's a chlatif menu dam bris. That you need a tofes dam bris. Rabbi Yosi tarti boy, you need mila and tefillin. So who says there was a mila? Now let us, so we have here a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, if with tvila alone he can become a ger, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, and Rabbi Yosi holds you need both. Now let us continue the beraisa. Lefichoch, therefore, Matvilin ger b'shabes, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, or matpola ger b'shabes. Rabbi Yosi Omer, ein matvilin. You're not permitted to be matpola ger b'shabes. Omamam, lefikach matvilin ger b'shabes. Now what did Rabbi Yehuda said? You're permitted to be matpola ger b'shabes. Pshite. So the Gemara asks, "Kiven the Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'chodes agi?" We see Rabbi Yehuda holds one is sufficient, tefillah is good. So the Gemara, the Kasha, holds a mustam mila is also good. So heche the mala faneino. So if he was nimul, it was a kosher mila, zichem atbilin. My lefichoch, I mean that's aleph beis. If I know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that either one is sufficient, we'll see in Taisus how did the Gemara know that Rabbi Yehuda holds either one is sufficient, Abba Kaponim, that's what the Gemara assumed. If either one is sufficient, so there's a kosher mila, vashteitzich, he can make tefillah and Shabbos. So Gemara says, no, ma'adu ta'imel Rabbi Yehuda tefillah ike. Rabbi Yehuda only said, matbila noisai, even though I don't know there was a kosher mila, but tefillah can make him for a ger. So ma'ad etemel Rabbi Yehuda tvilike utvila b'shabes loy. So you can make tvila b'shabes to come a sakin gavre. There's a tikin gavre. So me'mele kamash melon the Rabbi Yehuda oyha boy. So therefore the Baraisa tells us not Rabbi Yehuda holds that either one is good. So if there was a mila before Shabbos, so he's a yid already with the mila. So it's not called the Tikkun Gavra Yidei Tvila. Rabbi Yosi Omer Ein Matbilin. Rabbi Yosi said that you're not matbil. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, it's poshid ya matbil. Kiven da Omer Rabbi Yosi Tarti Beinen. Since Rabbi Yosi holds in order to be a ger, you need Mila and Tvila. So versteht sich, you can't make tvila in Shabbos, tikuni gavre be Shabbos, loy mesaknin, you can't be mesakin, loy mesaknin. So the Gemara says, ma'al de ta'imel Rabbi Yosi milik. Maybe Rabbi Yosi does know you need both. Maybe mila is ikar. That's the ikar for geiris. So, v'hosam udle have a mila b'fanein. The first case, a guy came to us and said he was nimul Hashem mitzvahs mila. We didn't see it, so there we don't believe it. Avol heichadav yemila b'fonenay melitvos abishabat skamash melon the Rabbi Yosi tarti boy. Now, before we see Rashi, I'd like to mention two ha'oras. Ha'ora number one. The Gemara says that it's Reishpol. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since Lefiemis, since Mila is also good, she allowed to be Tovel and Shabbos, because there's no Tikin Gavre, because there's no Tikin Gavre, because he's a ger already with the Mila. So can't Shayla Ben, so why do you have to Tovel him in Shabbos? For one, she's a Yid already. He's going to the mikveh because the Rizal said there's a beginning, I'm not speaking about that. That was the Rizal's Tvila on Shabbos. So what are we speaking about? So the Ritva says that Tvila is not ma'akev, but there's a mitzvah lechatchila to make Tvila. I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'shem geiris. But since it's not ma'akev, since me'ikar adin, he's a yid without it, it's a pesahidr in the geiris, so that's not called tikkun, tikkunei gavra. That's some of the Ivran, the Gemara. Then I'd like to share with the Olam. I once had a kasha, and then later I found the Meher Shrage is the kasha. We have here a Gemara. According to Rabbi Yossi, a person is not, since Rabbi Yossi holds you need Mila and Tvila, so the Tvila, with the Tvila will become a Yid, so that's a Tikkun Gavra. So it's a Tikkun Gavra, you're not allowed to be Misak and Bishabbos. Fine. So Lachayret Megahad such a Kasha. When does he become a Yid? After the Tvila. What is the Tikkun Gavra process? The Maisa Tvila. So who's making the Maisa Tvila? A Goy is making the Maisa Tvila. Kozman is not a Yid, he's a Goy. So after Mila, he's a Goy. Now, he's going to Tovel himself, and a Yidei HaTvila become a Yid. So Kozman, there's no Tvila. Kozman, the Tvila is in Nigmar, so he's a Goy. So the Tikkun Gavra is coming about through a Goy. So a Goy is allowed to do Beloch and Shabbos. He's allowed to be Mesakin Gavra. And the minute when he's a Yid, he's not doing anything anymore. He comes out of the mikveh. So the Gemara is very difficult to understand. The before show wanted to shtel to an Avnei Nezer, a Mechudishnik Avnei Nezer. According to Avnei Nezer, it'd be beautiful, but Avnei Nezer himself says that it's a Chiddush, and the Rishonim don't hold like that. Avnei Nezer and Yeredeye, Simen Shinun Aleph, Sivkot and Dalet, brings a Zohar HaKodesh. The Zohar HaKodesh says, Eimasai Isparu, when was their priya by Klal Yisrael? Bishato dechsiv shom som loichayko mishpot. In Mora they made priya, vishuv nitztavu ala Shabbos. That means, after priya, that was the Gemar Mila, then they were mitzvah on Shabbos. So the Avnei Nezer says, so there wasn't a geiris yet. The tefillah was later, b'shas hazah. So there was mila without tefillah, and they were mitzvah in Shabbos. Zukt Avnei Nezer, that even though he's still a goy after mila, but he's mitzvah in Shabbos. That's how it was by Klal Yisrael, by Mora. If the Zohar says they made, that was the gemar of the mila, they made priya then. And then they were mitzvah on Shabbos, so there was a tzivuy on Shabbos before the geiris. So that's, he wants to say this, that after Mila, he's mitzvah on Shabbos. He's not mitzvah on any other mitzvah, he's still a goy, you need Tvila, but he's mitzvah on Shabbos, like Klal Yisrael by Mora. That's what Avnei Nezer wants to say. So before Shaw wanted a time, so according to Avnei Nezer, it's beautiful. I mean, even though he's a goy, but he's mitzvah in Shabbos. As I mentioned before, the Neher Shrage I found asks this kasha. The Neher Shrage wants to say, he says, maybe Bezdin is over. Not the goy. The goy isn't over, could be. But could be Bezdin is over. Now, it's very interesting, to say that Bezdin is over, I mean, we hear that Tosfos before. Tosfos says that by Shas Tvile, L'chatchile, you need, Nishnei Tamil Chamoindim, Ibachut, Haino L'chatchile, the Odev Tvei. I mean, by L'chatchile, the Kedin, it's not called a tikkun moneh. That's what we see from the Ritva just mentioned before. The Ritva says, I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, L'chatchile, you need Tvile also. But that, als geirish, you need Tvile. But that's only a mitzvah L'chatchile, and that's not called tikkun moneh. That's not called tikkun gavre. So, L'chere Tzachidish to say, I mean, that they are over. That they are over, since B'chlau, you don't need them Me'ikar Adin. You need the Tvila Me'ikar Adin, but you don't need them Me'ikar Adin. So it's like a very unclear. Where the Tikkun Gavre is, or who's Metzuba on the Tikkun Gavre? Let us see Rashi. Lefichach, hoyu l'Rab Yehuda b'chodes agi, matvilim b'shabes ger shemoles milafaneinu, de b'milas agilei, v'chi matvilei b'shabat, loy misak nigava. Hori garsina omama, lefichach matbilen ger b'shabes, de b'Rab Yehuda, pshita kivin Rab Yehuda b'chodes agi, heiche de molafaneinu is matbilen, because he's a ger already. Tvila Ike, the Amila Sheminale de Karamabaka, how we think maybe according to Abuda the Ike is Tvila. Abyeisha may matbil and Tati boy, Vava gav the Moba for Naina, Tvila Sita Kanto. Let us see Taisvis. Given the Marab Yehuda de Bechoda Sagilay. So the Gemara asks, since Rab Yehuda said, the Bechoda Sagilay, so Memele, so it's Poshit. So Taishu says, Taime de Porech Pshite, de Menole de Sagi be Mila Lachude, Dilme Krab Yeshua Sobalai, de Tvila Balai Mila Mahani, Abba Mila Balai Tvila Laimani, de Kasha Zamir de Kekasha. We hear a sheet of Rab Yeshua that holds Tvila is good. Rab Yehuda said Tvila is good. So the Gemara is Pshite, so Poshit Mila is good. Meche Taishu? He said Tvila is good, maybe holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Tikuni gavre b'shabbat loy misaknina. Vektoisus hamere de kekashe, v'af agav de le'inyen tume shori litvel b'shabbes mishum denire kemeika. So Tosfos says, every Tvila that a person tables himself, it's also, it's a nire kemisaken, and the heter is because it's nire kemeika. Shani hochi, the boy shnei tamiden chachomim lamed shom b'shas tvile, lo heidiyoi ha-mitzves kedemrinen lekamon. But here, nire kemeiker is very good when he's just tabling himself and he says, ha, geshmak, then you have nire kemeiker. But if you have two tamiden chachomim there and telling the mitzves, so then already, you see, Achenoida Hadova, that it's not Nireke Maker, it's Geiris. There's a very interesting Bira Loche in Simin Shinchav Gimel, Siv Zayin. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as follows. That, one is not permitted to be Tovel Kalem on Shabbos, because it's Mesakin. Afal Pike, it's Machloikis, Al Kaponim. We're Machme. The one is not permitted to be table Kalem on Shabbos, Al Mesakin. Afal Pike, the Ramos says, what is, if he can, he wants to use this Kali to be Shoyev Mayim, so Memele, so then they can make an Omer. He can make an om, he's going to a nor, and he goes and he puts in the, he wants a bucket full of water, so not a table to bucket, no, so, about, he's shoyev mayim. So, memelis, we don't see that he's being misaken the keli. So then you're permitted to do it. Zok the morgen avro. 100%. But if you're going to make this tefillah, don't make a bracha. Because if you're going to make a bracha, al tefillah skalim, so you spilled the beans already. So you're not allowed to make a bracha. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Zot the bir aloche. So he says there's a big problem. The Gemara says in Beya, why are people permitted to table themselves? Nire kemeker. So he says, Noshim table themselves on Shabbos. So the whole heter is nire kemeker. But no one ever said they shouldn't make a bracha. So it brings down from the Mishkan Eshakev, it's no kasha, because the women make the bracha after the tefillah. So memele, so listen, b'shas tefillah, the maker, I mean, it's nearly can make a later make a bracha, that won't retroactively ask the ma'aseh tefillah. The issa was the tefillah, b'shas tefillah, it's nearly can make it. Frag the Mishnah Berura, that's very good, that's the Shitas HaRamah. The Shitas HaRamah is that the women make the bracha after the tefillah. The Shita of the Beis Yaakov is the Mechaba, the Shita of the Beis Yosef is that you make the bracha before the tefillah. So he says, so someone should say that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a, according to the Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to make a bracha. So he says, you know, he personally would think zech with the Magen Avraham. He would say as follows. The Mora had a shayla, the Maisa Tvila, is it a, from the Maisa Tvila alone, do we see the Tikkun, or don't we see the Tikkun? If we see the Tikkun from the Maisa, we have to ask the Tvila. If we don't see the Tikkun from the Maisa, so we don't have to ask the Tvila. So the Gemara says, no, from the Maisa Tvila alone, we don't see that there's a tikkun. Can be near a kemeker. Says as long as the so Chazal didn't answer the ma'ase. Finished. The din was: should we ask a tvila b'shabbes? Shouldn't we ask a tvila b'shabbes? So the Gemara says: is tvila alone? Does tvila spell out tikkun gavre? Tvila can be near a kemeker. So they didn't answer the ma'ase tvila. So finished. So tvila's mutter. I now be able to figure it out. He makes a bracha. So that's no problem. That's what he wanted to say. Then later the Bir Aloche says, he says, Maishtik Teure, what the Magen Avraham holds, is a machlekes Teisvis in the Rambam. He says, he brings our Teisvis. Our Teisvis asks Akasha, why didn't you say Nirekemeika? So Teisvis says, you can't say Nirekemeika because there's two Tabid Chacham standing there. So we see what the purpose is. So from Teisvis we see Klo like the Magen Avraham. That means, just like the Magen Avraham says, if we'll make a bracha before. So the Magen Avraham says, you can't make a tvila because then I, b'shas tvila, I know what's happening. You can't say nirikemeker. So the bracha spills the beans. So Taisa says the same thing. If b'shas the tvila, there's two tamidei chachamim there. So you see already, it's not a nirik. The Rambam says, the reason why we don't make tvila skeiris in Shabbos is because we need a bezdin. And ain't done in b'Shabbes. That's what the Rambam says. So therefore, that is why you're not table in Shabbos. You need a bezin, and ain't done in b'Shabbes. So the Beis Yosef asks Akasha and the Rambam. Agamor says something else. Agamor says al tikuni gavre. The Rambam comes out with a new inyan. That's the Beis Yosef's kasha. So he says, no, he says, our Gemara was going before the Gemara in Beya. The Gemara in Beya has a suffix, if Tvila is also out of Nirekemeka, not Nirekemeka. That's one mahalach in the Gemara, that Tvila is not also out of Nirekemeka. He says, our Gemara that says that the Zeis of Tikuni Gabre is not like the Gemara in Beya. You don't say Bechlal Nire Kemeker. So Mameo, you don't say Nire Kemeker. So Mameo, then Tvila is also. But the Rambam is after the Gemara in Bey. Now there's a din of Nire Kemeker. So Mameo, so there's Bechlal no Iser of Tikune Gavre. Because it's Nire Kemeker. Therefore, the Rambam made us say a different reason. The Rambam said, you know, the reason you can't be Tevel on Shabbos, because since you need a Bezdin, they have ain't done them be Shabbos outside of this also. That's what the Bir Halacha says. So he says, you see from the Beis Yosef and the Rambam, not like the Mogen Avraham, that even though you have a Bezdin there, and from the Bezdin you can figure out the purpose of the Tvile, Afal Pikein, it should be mutar atzniri kemeikan. Therefore, the Rambam is to say, enu mahalach, because you're not permitted to make a bezin in Shainel, the Yeshiva's bezin in Shabbos, the Mishpat is also. Ain't done. Agav Urche, the Ritve brings down Taisvis Kashe. Why is Tvila also b'Shabbos? Why don't you say niri kemeikan? The Ritva says a very interesting tale. The Ritva says that this is a tikkun gomor. Before he was a goy, and now he's a yid. This is a tikkun gomor. A tikkun gomor, we will not be matter with a nire kemeker. The Gemara is speaking about Tvila from Tume. No, Tvila from Tume, he was a yid before the Tvila. Sometimes he's problems, he can't eat everything, he can't touch everything. So there's not a tikkun gomel. By not a tikkun gomel, they were mata nire kemeika. But by a tikkun gomel, they were not mata. That's the Ritva's teretz on Taisvis Kashe. The Rabbi Yosi Tarti Boy. So the Gemara is Messiah. The Rabbi Yosi holds you need both. You need Mila and Tfila. Tosav Bahag, the Ger Shenizgaya Kshuhumohu. What if you have a Ger that was Nizgaya Kshuhumohu? Tzorich Lahatev Mimenu Dambris. So you need Mila Tfila. He was Mal already. So Memela, so you need a Tofes Dambris. V'koton she'noilad k'shehu mohu, na koton da was noilad mohu, ein tzorech lahatev. V'taime, the koton sh'loi ho'isa loi olam e'oilam, a koton that never had an olam, ein tzorech. So why didn't he have tovus dambris? He never was an ol, so there's no din milan him. Avol ger she'ho'isa loi olam, ger had an olam. Umila soy ain a mila, and the mila is not a mila because the first mila was tamazoya gibaini mol, and avi mol wasn't a mila. So you have a oro without a maisa mila. Tzorich lahativ dam bris. So then you have to make hatofas dam bris. Agavuche psaison shiure rav shmul. He brings down a goyin in Simon Reish Samar Gimel Sivkot Nvov that brings a Yerushalmi. What is the Indian of Atofas Dambris? So the Yerushalmi says, yeah, the Yerushalmi Yalfinin lo mehimel yimel l'rabois. Okay, it's not like the Bahag Ashenoy l'kshumo shetzorich lativ menu Dambris. The Yerushalmi Soiver that by a noilad mothers are all a kvushe. Ela de kivin de loy shayich by mile boze yafine mikodi mil yimo de tzorich atofas dambris va tofes zu bemoke milikoi va havi midin mile. That is what the Yerushalmi holds. Al koponim, so we can understand the Bahag. The Bahag is saying that we need mile. And from himel yimel, we learn out that there's a maise mile through hatofas dambris. So memele, the Bahag says, that if you have a ger that doesn't have an ola, but he was an ola. So if he was an ola, so you need mile, you need la, an ola needs mile. So memele, so the mile is niskayim through atofes bamris. Miyu im nichas leikol agid. Ubole his gaya, and it doy mishmilosi makvosai milis gaya. It's not mistava that here you'll need meal, even though he was an ol. May the rabbi yosi be the sagi betvila lechud. Lechayra now is that didn't like the mois, mistome. That the mois, if he doesn't have a gid anymore, so lechayra now, his din, geiris is only with tvila. He says, But nire shall zeh some halachas deilus. So what is what? I mean, lochiras enough in the Gemara in Masech the Shabbos. The sovelu kamaroi dahosam, but this amaroim would say not like that. This lo the cotton ain't sorry. Ubeger sovri krab yosi dishmait the mashm the rusik kabosa. Beperik olo pligi rabbi lezer b'mshim b'rabbonu begershin isgar shumol im nimo b'yoyim ayfilo b'alayla. Aber kulu, meide die Zeuge Tofes Dambris, so ziemlich sicher nicht der Tofes Dambris. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbe, uf da habe bei Rabchie Barav, there was bei Rabchie, bei Rabbi Yosef Masni, Rabbi Shaya Bar Rebbe, Rabbi Shaya Bar Rebbe was also there, Rav Safra Masni Rabbi Shai Barab Chia was also there. So Rav Safra said there were three people there. The Osa Lekamei Ger Shemol V'loitova. Omalei, there was a kosher Amila, but there was no Tvila. He came, we'll see at night. Omalei Shoi Kan Ad Lemocho, wait till tomorrow. V'nat Belinoch, and will be Matbo you tomorrow. So the Gemara says, Shma minot las. So from this we can learn our three halachas. Shma minot ger tzorich shloisha, because that's what Rav Safra was coming to tell us, that there were three people here. So the whole purpose he was telling us this is to tell us the halacha that you need tvila bifnei shloisha. O shma minot eine ger at sheyimer v'yitzvah. They told him you have to wait, you have to table yourself. Shma minot. Ein matbilen ger balaylo, but you can't make tefillah at night. But he told them wait till tomorrow morning. So these three things we learn out. The name of the Gemara Shmami no Nami beinen mumchim. These three were mumchim. So Moses Dilma de Iklo. This was could be coincidental. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Reb Safre mas no. Uvda have by Rabbi Chiya, by Rabbi, by Rabbi Yosef Masna, by Rabbi Yosef by Rabbi, claim Rabbi Yosef Nami have by the Rabbi Chiya, by Rabbi Safra Masni, daf Rabbi Yishaya, by Rabbi Chiya have by Dayu, Shoy Yidno, Lai Loyosh. I mean, not by the Rabbi Safra, but by Tlos, have a girl, so a Shloisha, to be in the Mumchim, Kehanach Tlos, a Gavri, Rabbon and Rav Revi, do Madik Lu, Hochi, have a Maise, this Ram Rabbon and Kehani. I will give him a value, Shemini, with the Kapolig, Rabbi Safra, Moise, at the Rabbi Tlos. He says, no, the Maise, there was three there. Shmami, in order to see Toysvis, the Gerza, Shloisha, Vim Taima, Vidulma, the Iklu, maybe that was coincidental, Vishloima, the Mirab Safra, Daksh, Rabchi, Eskiroi, the Rabchi was mentioned, Vishoi, Bal Maisa, Verosh, Rabbi Yosef, Iskir, Rabbi Shaya, Chabere. Aber Rab Safra, Lomi, Iskir, Rabbi Shaya, Berabchi, Stam, say a third person. Sarai, that what, that Titakani three, Eni Gerza, Imo, Vyitva, Rehoch, Le Motla, Dagdig, Le Taski, Betvila, Lechude, has no raya that tefillah alone doesn't help. It could be tefillah alone helps. That means even after mila, you still need tefillah. What does Rashi say? Mishpat ksibay, mishpat dach yir lachem v'lager, v'ein mishpat poches migimu. So you need three dayon. What does Taisu say? Mishpat ksibay, mishvatem, Taisu means a little bit, shvatem tzadik benish, bein ochi v'bein geris. This is a lot of mishpat by ger. Nami mishpat dach yir lachem v'lager. V'afilum an diyome besan hedren, v'bar teire chad nami kosher, If it's mishpat, so you need mumchim. So we are shluchim of the kamoy. The mashkanami b'shil amikarish, or shechoshol in the dilas dalas b'fnei loven, or shenami l'nilas dalas b'fnei gerim, and it would seem this din of shlichasayu is a din minatayra.